Hey there, Sharon Hartoff here. Let's talk about customer testimonial strategies to supersize and grow your business. One of the best, I'm going to share three examples of companies that do this so well, and I'm sure you've heard of all of them because they are the leaders in their industry, primarily because they have found ways to leverage and use customer testimonials, customer stories, customer ratings to elevate their businesses. Why? Number one, people want to be, whenever we are buying something or purchasing something, you and I, whether we believe it or not, we purchase for emotional reasons and then we look for evidence to support our decision, right? We decide we're going to do something and then we look for all the evidence to pile on there to say, yes, yes, I made a smart decision. One of the ways we do that is from other people's experience and other people's stories. So companies and businesses that share those testimonials of other people's authentic experiences with the products and services that you sell are extremely powerful in helping other people to get over that hump of whether they should do something or not, or once they've made that decision, to reinforce that they've made the right decision. I think one of the first things I do whenever I'm shopping for anything online is I look at the ratings and I look at the different ratings and consumer feedback on a product or service to decide if I'm going to spend my hard-earned money on that or not. And I think many, many people do the same thing because it is so powerful. That's why commercials and endorsements and testimonials are so important to collect and have for your business. Now, there's a couple caveats with that. Number one, they got to be authentic, real testimonials. They have to be from real customers. And there's a lot of ways to go about getting those. Number one, ask. People that have had a good experience with you and your business are usually more than happy to share that experience with other people. And even if they're not willing to share it in writing, they're out talking about it to other people, which is almost as valuable as having it available on your website, on your marketing materials, on your communications, and things like that. But we have to keep in mind that they have to be real, authentic, real life stories of people that have used your products or services. And I just was reading online that there's a whole lot of rules and regulations around testimonials that a lot of us might not be aware of. Now, it was on a marketer's website, so it might just be with respect to marketing, but we want to keep that in mind to make sure we're always compliant with the rules and the regulations and the guidelines so that we don't get ourselves into trouble in any way, shape, or form. So what are some companies, and I'm sure you've heard of all of these, that are doing this really, really well? One of my favorite is, of course, Amazon. Anything you want to buy on Amazon, and they are the number one retailer in the world right now, and probably are going to be for a long, long time. Part of why they are is because they have done such an incredible job leveraging the power of testimonials and ratings. It's up front and center. Whenever you search any product, you click into the page, it's in the same place, every single page, every listing on Amazon, and you can see the ratings and you can click on the ratings and you can read everyone's testimonials and stories. I don't know about you, but I usually start at the bottom and I read all the negative testimonials. And then I go to the top and I read the favorite ones. And sometimes I read them, not all of them. I mean, if they have thousands and thousands of ratings and comments, I'm not going to read them all. But I'm going to read those, the highs and the lows, to get a feel for it. Now, one of the things that we don't necessarily know or do that is an incredibly powerful strategy is we should read all of our own customers' testimonials and reviews of our products and services, because those negative ones, there's almost always an element of feedback and truth in there that we can choose to use to improve our products and services. Now, sometimes people are just grumpy and owly and they just are having a bad day. And it's not really about us. It's about they just want to complain about something. And so we have to have the ability as business owners to filter through what's important and what's not. But if we're getting several comments about something that's missing from our product or service, we really need to seriously consider whether that is something that needs to be incorporated into it. And customer testimonials, customer feedback is the number one place to get that in order to grow and build and supersize your business. Airbnb is another great example of a site, and that's an online platform, right? Just like Amazon is, it's an e-commerce business. They're the number one retail in the world. So that tells you something. Airbnb has literally changed the hospitality industry. And they use peer generated content. Both the people that are renting the properties leave reviews, as well as, I believe that Uber does this too. maybe Lyft does. I don't know. I don't use those services, but peer generated content from both sides of the transaction in order to improve the products and services and people's customer experience using Airbnb. Tesla is another demo. I have used Airbnb and I use Amazon a lot, especially since COVID. Prior to that, I did, but I've really used it a lot since COVID. Tesla is another example, and they use user-generated testimonials because they've got like a cult-like following for their electric cars and things. There's groups, there's fan pages, there's everything else to support Tesla and social media on different social media platforms because people want to know what other people's experience has been with their products and services. So there's a real life physical organization that is using them as well. And I have my favorite people that I follow, who some of which use testimonials in an incredible way. I love the way one of my coaching consultant friends, Jennifer Jimboree from Canada, uses testimonials, and Abel Beckford is another one that's doing a great job with testimonials. I could name off hundreds of people that are doing a good job. So quick tip for you today, strategy. If you're not using testimonials to support and reinforce your customers or potential customers, leads, potential customers' decision and interaction with your organization, I recommend that you start doing it today, right now, start collecting them. And again, all you have to do is ask, and people will tell you what they think of your products and services. And they'll probably write it down for you. Some will even make videos for you. And you can use those to share with other people. I forgot what I was going to say about this. I had one more thing. Oh, if you're not sure how to do it or where to do it, look around within your industry and figure out who is doing the best job of using testimonials. And then outside your industry as well, what are some testimonials that you've used in order to make a buying decision? How did they do that? How did they present it? What is the format, etc.? And then ask yourself, is that how my customers or my potential customers would like to see testimonials? And if it is, put it out there and see what kind of feedback you get and see if you need to tweak and change. We always need to tweak and change and continuously improve everything we do, and testimonials and presenting them is no different. That's it. Any questions, hit me up. Otherwise, have an awesome day. And I will, of course, visit tomorrow with another interesting strategy that you could use right now to build and grow and supersize your business.